Good morning. A dry and comfortable start to the day across interior New York and New England. Skies were mostly clear overnight, although some clouds are streaming in from the south and west across parts of the area. Still, we will remain dry through the morning and into the afternoon with high pressure in control, and plenty of sunshine will mix in with some of the clouds. The humidity will stay low throughout the day, and high temperatures will reach into the upper 70s to around 80 on average. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight, and once again, low temperatures will go back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. At this point, we'll track a weak front which will drift in our direction from the south. A wave of low pressure will ride along the front slowly toward Long Island and the eastern seaboard. As a result, clouds will tend to build in from south to north across the area on Friday. With a bit of energy in the upper levels of the atmosphere heading in our direction, we do run the risk at a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Friday afternoon, primarily south of I-90, but the activity will be limited. High temperatures will push into the lower 80s. That same frontal boundary and wave of low pressure will linger south of Long Island on Saturday. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and a bit more humidity in the air. And with the energy still close by and pivoting through the region, we run the risk at an isolated shower or thunderstorm to start the weekend. Highs will be in the lower to mid 80s. Back to mostly sunny skies and dry weather on Sunday, and a touch more humidity in the mid-80s, and the same conditions will last into Monday with highs pushing into the upper 80s. The next area of energy will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week with a renewed chance of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stationary front forecast to linger across the mid-Atlantic and southeast will produce rain and thunderstorms, and locally heavy rain is likely, with 1 to 2 inches possible. Especially considering the recent heavy rainfall from Isaias and saturated ground, there is a flash flood risk in these areas today and tonight for parts of the mid-Atlantic. Some of the storms could cause gusty winds as well. Meanwhile, a cold front will move through the northwest today and push into the northern plains tomorrow, producing showers and thunderstorms. While some strong storms could occur today in the high plains, the greater chance of severe weather will be tomorrow across the northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley. South of the front, gusty winds and low relative humidity will produce conditions favorable for fire weather over parts of the desert southwest and intermountain west today, and red flag warnings are in effect. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 39 degrees, with a west wind at 56, gusting to 61 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 55, 93% relative humidity, calm wind and the barometer at 30.13 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy in the lower 80s, Boston, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature at Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 58, the average temperature 69, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 3.93 inches for the month, which is 3.29 inches above normal, and 21.77 inches for the year, which is 1.56 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 98, set in 1900, and the record low, 45, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m., 14 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. mostly clear tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, a scattered shower or thunderstorm possible, primarily south of I-90, lower 80s. Partly sunny on Saturday, still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm. Increased humidity, lower to mid 80s. Mostly sunny, warm, a bit humid Sunday in the mid 80s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday in the upper 80s. And a few scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday and Wednesday, high temperatures in the upper 80s to around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.